This fall, voters could make the biggest changes to Oklahoma's liquor laws since the state ended prohibition in 1959. As part of our project, Oklahoma Engaged, KGOU's Jacob McClelland examines the ballot question that would allow wine and full-strength beer in more places and alter how alcohol is distributed in the state.
Brian Kerr greets a customer at his liquor store in Moore.
There he is. You're always showing up at exactly the right time.
The customer navigates through rows of bottles at Moore Liquor while Kerr slips outside. He takes a few steps to an adjoining storefront to another business he owns, Party Moore.
And Party Moore, a lot of people mistake for like a party galaxy or a party city. It is not that. It is a party store that is exclusively built around parties that have alcohol in them.
Here, Kerr stocks things like mixers, corkscrews, and wine glasses, items that, by law, he can't sell in his liquor store. It's one of the quirks of the alcohol laws written into Oklahoma's constitution. Voters will have a chance to overhaul the statutes if they approve State Question 792 this November. Kerr is the president of the Oklahoma Retail Liquor Association, and he's fighting against it.
Every one of the 680 liquor store owners in Oklahoma knew what they were getting into when they put their money and their time and their sweat into their businesses. And now SQ 792 threatens to take that and change it so that many of them won't survive.
If passed, grocery and convenience stores could sell cold, full-strength beer and wine, and retail liquor stores will be able to refrigerate their products and stay open later. They'll also be able to sell non-alcoholic products and remain the only place to buy spirits. Kerr warns foot traffic could plummet at liquor stores. He says small, independent outlets could wither in the face of competition from big-box retailers.
They won't have anything worth anything. No one will want to buy their business. Their business won't make any money.
I think Oklahomans really are wanting to see change.
State Senator Stephanie Bice co-sponsored SQ 792 and the accompanying legislation that spells out how the new alcohol laws will work. In addition to the retail changes, it would restructure how alcohol is distributed. Currently, Low Point beer is regulated differently. That's why it's available cold in grocery stores now. It has a separate distribution network than full-strength beer.
Those distribution systems were very different in how they were set up, and so we had to really standardize them across the board to make it easier for retail stores.
The law now requires manufacturers to sell alcohol to any wholesaler in Oklahoma who wants to purchase it. Under the new system, manufacturers can select their wholesaler.
They may choose, you know, three or four, and they may only choose one, but it gives the manufacturer a lot more control over their product, which I think is really important for them to make sure they're providing the best product to consumers.
But Brian Kerr says a wholesaler could become the sole source of certain products for Oklahoma retailers.
That takes the competitive wholesale system and destroys it. And once that happens, the retailer suffers, prices go up for us. And of course, when prices go up for the retailer, ultimately it's the consumer that pays the price for that.
Travis Roach disagrees. He teaches economics at the University of Central Oklahoma and says the proposed changes would reduce the price of beer and wine.
Anytime you inject, you know, more competition into a market, firms compete with one another, and the major way they can do that is on price. Sometimes it's on quality of product, but we'll see prices, I think, broadly drop from what you see currently in liquor stores.
It's impossible to know how much money private companies or individuals are spending to influence this vote, but a few political action committees have formed with the sole purpose of urging Oklahomans to vote yes or no. State Ethics Commission records show over $146,000 worth of donations to the Yes on 792 campaign committee. Businesses like Walmart, 7-Eleven, and OnQ Marketing have chipped in, as well as PACs like Oklahomans for Consumer Freedom, the Oklahoma Grocers Association, and the Foundation for Economic Prosperity. The No on SQ 792 PAC had no gifts listed on the Ethics Commission website. Brian Kerr knows the odds are stacked against him. Consumers want convenience, and it's hard to argue with buying cold beer in more places.
I am absolutely prepared to lose at the ballot box in November because we just don't have the reach, the money, or the simplistic message that is necessary to get the average voter to say, okay, I understand, I'm going to vote no on this.
If voters approve the question, Kerr's association plans to challenge it in court. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Support for Oklahoma Engaged on KGOU is provided by the Kirkpatrick Foundation. You can see a complete nonpartisan Oklahoma voter guide and the rest of our coverage at KGOU.org, on social media at KGOU News, and at OklahomaEngaged.com.